today we're recording from Antifragile.
Subtraction adds to your life. Let us probe the wisdom of the ages. Sometimes scantiness of nourishment restores a system, wrote Plotinus, and the ancients believed in purges, one manifestation of which was the oft-harmful, though often beneficial, routine of bloodletting. The regimen of the Salerno School of Medicine, joyful mood, rest, and scant nourishment. There is a seeming apocryphal, but nevertheless interesting story about Pomponius Atticus, famous for being Cicero's relative and epistolary recipient. Being ill, incurably ill, he tried to put an end to both his life and his suffering by abstinence, and only succeeded in ending the latter, as, according to Montaigne, his health was restored. But I am citing the story in spite of its apocryphal nature simply because, from a scientific perspective, it seems that the only way we may manage to extend people's lives is through caloric restriction, which seems to cure many ailments in humans and extend lives in laboratory animals. But, as we see in the next section, such restriction does not need to be permanent. Just an occasional but painful fast might do. We know we can cure many cases of diabetes by putting people on a very strict starvation-style diet, shocking their system. In fact, the mechanism had to be known heuristically for a long time since their institutes and sanatoria for curative starvation in Siberia. It has been shown that many people benefit from the removal of products that did not exist in their ancestral habitat, sugars and other carbohydrates in unnatural format, wheat products, those with celiac disease, but almost all of us are somewhat ill-adapted to this new addition to the human diet. Milk and other cow products, for those of non-Northern European origin who did not develop lactose tolerance. Sodas, both diet and regular. Wine, for those of Asian origin who do not have the history of exposure. Vitamin pills, food supplements, the family doctor, headache medicine, and other painkillers. Reliance on painkillers encourages people to avoid addressing the cause of the headache with trial and error, which can be sleep deprivation, tension in the neck, or bad stressors. It allows them to keep destroying themselves in a procrustean bedstyle life. But one does not have to go far. Just start removing the medications that your doctor gave you. Or, preferably, remove your doctor. As Olive Wendell Holmes Sr. put it, if all the medications were dumped in the sea, it would be better for mankind but worse for the fishes. My father, an oncologist who also did research in anthropology, raised me under that maxim. Alas, while not completely following it in practice, he cited it enough, though. I, for my part, resist eating fruits not found in the ancient Eastern Mediterranean. I use I here in order to show that I am not narrowly generalizing to the rest of humanity. I avoid any fruit that does not have an ancient Greek or Hebrew name, such as mangoes, papayas, even oranges. Oranges seem to be the post-medieval equivalent of candy. They did not exist in the ancient Mediterranean. Apparently, the Portuguese found a sweet citrus tree in Goa or elsewhere and started breeding it for sweeter and sweeter fruits, like a modern confectionery company. Even the apples we see in stores are to be regarded with some suspicion. Original apples were devoid of sweet taste, and fruit corporations bred them for maximal sweetness. The mountain apples of my childhood were acid, bitter, crunchy, and much smaller than the shiny variety in US stores said to keep the doctor away. As to liquid, my rule is to drink no liquid that is not at least 1,000 years old, so its fitness has been tested. I drink just wine, water, and coffee, no soft drinks. Perhaps the most possibly deceitful noxious drink is the orange juice we make poor innocent people imbibe at the breakfast table while, thanks to marketing, we convince them it is healthy. Aside from the point that the citrus our ancestor ingested was not sweet, they never ingested carbohydrates without large, very large quantities of fiber. Eating an orange or an apple is not biologically equivalent to drinking orange or apple juice. From such examples, I derive the rule that what is called healthy is generally unhealthy, just as social networks are antisocial, and the knowledge-based economy is typically ignorant. I would add that, in my own experience, a considerable jump in my personal health has been achieved by removing offensive irritants. The morning newspapers, the mere mention of the names of the Fragilista journalists Thomas Friedman or Paul Krugman can lead to explosive bouts of unrequited anger on my part. The boss, the daily commute, air conditioning, though not heating, television, emails from documentary filmmakers, economic forecasts, news about the stock market, gym strength training machines, and many more.
I'm a Westside baby. I'm a Westside baby.
Thank you for listening. For more, please visit freetime.education/rewind. Text copyrights by respective authors. Audio copyright 2024 by Freetime Rewind. Music by Lord Geo.
I'm from Manhattan. My mama took a couple hits and raised a Westside baby. I gotta make it to the top for my fam. I can't take no maybe. I'm not a younger no more. Time flies so fast if it like last year I was 1-4. Oh. Life is better than before. Ain't nobody gave me keys, I had to break down that door. Oh. Westside baby. Westside baby. Westside baby. Whoa. Hey, toda la gente que me está escuchando, sigue sus sueños. I want everyone to follow your dreams. No dejen que nadie les diga que no. You hear me? Don't let nobody, and I mean nobody, say no.